House Majority Leader Steve Scalise said on Saturday that the chamber will vote on Israel legislation next week in the wake of Iran launching an aerial attack. This as U.S. forces are helping take down Iranian drones headed toward This as U.S. forces are helping shoot down Iranian drones headed towards Israel. On Saturday, Iran began a retaliatory attack after an area near its embassy in Syria was attacked by Israeli forces this week. Iran releasing a statement saying their attack on Israel can be deemed concluded, adding in a statement, should the Israeli regime make another mistake, Iran's response will be considerably more severe. President Biden is in Washington, D.C. and has met with his cabinet to discuss the attack, the White House saying they stand with the people of Israel after reports of the attack. As far as what this means for the United States, former ambassador to the United Nations, Mark Ginsburg, tells MSNBC.
Bottom line is that combined with Hezbollah and Iran's ballistic missile and cruise missile capacity, Israel's air defenses certainly cannot stop that type of onslaught.
O.J. Simpson's estate says it doesn't plan on paying in his civil trial judgment from 1997. Although Simpson was acquitted of the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman in 1995, a civil court found him liable for the deaths 2 years later and ordered him to pay $33 million to the victims' families. Police are continuing to search for answers after six people were stabbed in Sydney, Australia during a stabbing rampage. Police in Sydney saying the attack happened at a busy shopping center Saturday when a man suddenly began stabbing people with a knife. Five people died at the scene and another died later at the hospital. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Gas prices continue their upward trend. USA's John Schaefer reports on your pain at the pump.
AAA is reporting a roughly 20-cent increase per gallon of regular gas over the past month, the national average now standing at $3.63 a gallon. Experts attribute this rise to refinery maintenance and escalating tensions in the Middle East. They do anticipate further increases in gas prices as peak driving season approaches and the refineries transition to the more costly summer gas blend.
Hunter Biden is going to have to face federal gun charges. USA's Corey Myers tells us why.
A judge in Delaware has denied his attempts to dismiss three federal gun charges, making it more certain that a trial will happen this summer. Attorneys for Hunter Biden argued that an immunity agreement tied to his plea deal is still in effect. The judge said that an immunity provision in that plea deal, which ultimately fell apart, was made when both parties signed it. But the judge argued that the contract required approval from a probation officer, and the probation officer never signed off on it.
Roku users, listen up. Roku has disclosed yet another security breach, the company revealing that approximately 576,000 accounts have been compromised. This comes on the heels of roughly 15,000 accounts compromised earlier this year. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.